Oh, man, I am so excited. I may vomit.
Dude, we are so gonna party.
Hello and welcome to episode 77 of Friends Watching Friends. I'm Katie.
I'm Meg.
And I'm Chrissy.
And today we are discussing season 4, episode 3, the one with the cuffs.
Bum bum bum.
Yes.
So we had a couple discussions from last episode. Do you have those up or no?
No.
Okay.
No.
I can do it.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Let's see. I'm sorry we didn't make a post. So thank you to the people who still just put their thoughts in our group.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Indeed.
So Aid says, in the one with Julio the cat, I agree with Megan. I understand why Ross has disbelief about Phoebe's mom and the cat. But what does it hurt to support your friend? The pain of loss never goes away. You just learn to manage the pain better. And then Megan Winship replied and says, because the cat belongs to a child, she can't keep it. But yes, saying it's her mom if she believes that, while strange, isn't harmful. Which, yes. Also, thank you, Bev, because she did correct me in my scary movie mishap. I swapped two movies in my head. I was talking. So Bev says in the episode, the one with Julio the cat, I think Megan may have mixed up the movie Cabin in the Woods with The Strangers. I totally was the whole time.
Yeah. The Strangers is so creepy.
Yes. Yeah. I've seen both, and I don't know why I just associated the story of The Strangers with Cabin in the Woods, because it is a cabin in the woods.
Yeah, that's probably why.
So anyway, yeah,
I'd
thank
say
you.
We should just watch them again, but no thanks, that's okay.
I don't need to watch The Strangers again.
No, I would watch Cabin in the Woods again.
Yeah, because it's satirical.
Yeah.
It's
got the funnies.
Jean Ann says, when you watch the next couple of episodes, in hindsight, you'll see that this episode does move the story on a little. If it weren't for the fact that the guys got robbed, other things in the future wouldn't have transpired. Also, two of the funniest lines of the entire show are in this episode. What happened? Joey was born, and 29 years later, I was robbed. And the other hilarious yeah. line is, oh man, he took the five of spades. I think this episode is absolutely brilliant. The relationship between Phoebe and the cat also makes perfect sense. She feels really guilty about bonding with this other woman, and she's dealing with all this guilt in the best way she can. Also, Ghostface is a sort of informal nickname for the baddie in Scream. And lastly, neither Cabin in the Woods or Scream are intended to be scary. They're meant to be satirical. Yeah, again, I was thinking of The Strangers. Sorry about that, guys.
Scream is satirical, too?
I guess.
Oh, my God.
I've never watched it.
Me either, because it literally haunted my whole life as a kid. I don't know why. Something about that face.
I haven't seen it.
Don't need to, man.
That's cool.
I should probably face my fears, but, you know.
Nah.
It's okay.
That's what we got.
All right.
Cool beanies.
You know what that means.
And that's what you missed on. Whee!
That's what you missed on. Whiff!
Whoopee.
All right.
So.
It is time.
Go ahead.
For the Friends Fest. All
right. Oh, what happened? I'll remember, maybe, a little bit.
I hope so.
I'm kidding. We literally just watched it.
On your mark. Get set. Go.
Chandler's dating Rachel's boss again. They break up, but not really. And then they actually break up. And Rachel holds it against him. And Joey tries to get sold an encyclopedia.
13.35.
I totally forgot about all things Monica.
That's okay.
All right, Kate. Go.
Quiche and Lost Nail and I'm a Bitch and Handcuffs and Generous or what's the word she says?
Oh, I can't think of it. And 15 seconds.
What's the word she says? I can either be generous
or stingy.
Oh, yeah. Stingy. Thank you.
No. All right, Chrissy, you ready?
Yeah.
Go.
unconstitutional and volcanoes and Vietnam War and vomit and Vatican City and patio furniture. That's all.
Nice. Good job.
Gum under tables.
Gum under tables.
Oh, God, yeah. That was gross.
Disgusting. Gross, gross, gross.
All right, give me
that synopsis.
Your synopsis.
All right, so Chandler and Joey have some problems. They got robbed last episode, so this episode they still have zero things. So they got some rusty crap for free.
I'm sorry, they have a canoe.
Yeah, you're right. They have the canoe. That's true. And so they got some stuff from the basement of the apartment. It's just like old patio furniture that's just nasty and whatever, but it works for now. And
it's
so
somewhere to sit.
Yeah, that's not the canoe.
Yeah. Joey just basically his whole storyline the entire episode is that he's like home alone during the day one day, and this salesman stops by to hopefully sell him a set of encyclopedias, and turns out obviously Joey has no money, so he does find a $50 bill in his pants that he thinks is Chandler's. So he spends it on one of the encyclopedia books, and it's pretty great. Monica and Phoebe go over to Monica's mom's house because she's having like some sort of event, so she hires Monica to cater. And but like Monica has these press on nails and they get stuck in the quiche.
Could you
that she's
imagine?
Making oh my god, no,
I would so, be mortified.
Yeah, like you can't do anything about it. Like,
right?
I literally would have started cutting into quiches until I found it and hoped that I found it within like the first couple.
Same. And if I didn't, I would just like remake the ones that,
yeah,
you know, and probably keep them not shut.
It would probably be the last one I cut into, but I would try.
Yeah.
You're going to throw them out anyway, right? So you might as well like try to avoid it.
Yeah,
totally. So Monica's mom is like not really surprised, and she's like, oh, I bet your father would have to use these. And she like pulls out frozen lasagnas from the freezer, and it makes Monica pretty upset. And she basically is like, I'm not going to serve that. I'm going to serve something that I make. And it turns out everyone really liked her casserole she made.
Of course
they did.
Good
for her.
Yes. And Phoebe was all like being a pretty, pretty solid friend, helping her out.
She really was.
It's pretty great.
Phoebe overall is just a pretty good friend.
Indeed. Meanwhile, Rachel's boss, Joanna, I think we remember that they like, her and Chandler dated for like had a couple of dates, and he's like, oh, she's a big dull dud, and breaks up with her. Well, anyway, they like bumped into each other apparently, and they like slept together one night. And so Chandler's like screwing around with her, whatever. And Rachel's like, please break up with her, because like, I can't be dealing with this. I'm going to get fired. Like, she's this and that. So he promises to break up with her. Well, it turns like they end up fooling around in her office. And she handcuffs him to, like, the chair. And she's like, oh, wait for me, teehee. Well, she, like, gets stuck somewhere with her boss and can't come back for, like, a few hours. So he calls Rachel in to unlock him. But she, like, has an argument with him. Like, oh, no, I can't be in here. She can't know I have a key to her office. She's going to fire me if she knows that I, like, let you out. So they, like, come up with a plan that Rachel will be like, oh, I told Monica and Phoebe already, and I could tell them what I saw. Be very generous or very stingy.
The way she said that was really funny.
So that was the one thing that made him be like, okay, fine. So eventually he gets she comes back and he gets unlocked or whatever. And the girls are like, hey, Chandler, what's up?
Yeah.
And then it turns out, like, Joey was like, that's not true. And that was the end of that.
2 hours.
Yeah, literally. And then Joey buys that book, so he, like, feels like he's included and feels a little smarter. But then it turns out they ended up talking about, like, the Korean War. And he's like, damn it.
Because he only bought the book that had information on V.
Yep.
Man, do you guys remember encyclopedias?
Hell yeah. My parents still have a set in their basement.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
My grandparents had a set. I remember using it for papers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that anybody in my family had a set, but I remember getting, like, using them at the library and stuff.
I think they had Britannica.
Yeah, mine did. My parents did, too. In case you ever wanted to know, you can World's go to my parents' house Google. And go look at them.
Hmm. I bet they won't even charge you $50.
Nope. Per book.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that's, like, an accurate cost for how much a set of encyclopedias is?
I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up.
But, like, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot, especially in that time.
Yeah. And I'm like, dude, would I have... Okay, right now, if we didn't have computers and stuff, like, whatever, would I pay $1,200 for a set of encyclopedias? I don't think I would right now. I'd go to the library.
Yeah.
I probably would not spend that.
And that's $1,200 in, like, this day and age. How, it's like...
Okay, yeah. What's the equivalent of $1,200 25 years ago?
I don't know.
I looked up... Well, I looked up how much a set of encyclopedias would cost in the 90s, but something came up for the 80s, which is pretty close. Back then, the Encyclopedia Britannica, one of the most popular versions of the book, sold anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000.
Oh my god.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's a vast world of knowledge, guys.
I mean, yes.
There was no Google, okay? It was, like, paper Google.
Libraries had that shit.
Yeah.
Right. I guess if you think about it now, though, the libraries have internet. And,
well, yeah, now.
You know? Like, I guess that's like a similar comparison, I suppose. Like, if you could just have one in your house, that'd be nice. You know, that's just true. Like, now everybody's like, well, yeah, I just want internet in my house. I don't want to have to go to the library.
I was just about to say, how pissed would you be, like, when the next set, like, the revised set came out? Right? But then I'm like, you know what? I get pissed when a new computer comes out, and now mine's dated.
Yeah,
I guess it's kind of similar. Same thing.
Sort of.
Do you remember whenever you'd have to have, like, so many sources that were from a book or a paper as opposed to the internet?
I have literally pulled one sentence from a book just to say that I pulled from a written source.
Yeah,
for sure.
So funny. Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, that's the episode.
Who knew we would have these conversations?
Well, do we want to just talk about Joey first?
Sure. Dude, have you ever been there? A group of friends are talking about something, and you're like,
all the time.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that hit so hard for me.
Mm-hmm. You probably felt that way the other day.
Oh,
when we were chatting with another friend about A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Yeah. And you're just like, not you specifically, but when this happens, you're just like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love how when they show clips of that and then they all start laughing and Joey's like,
so good.
Yeah. So that was played so well.
Are you okay? You haven't said anything for like two and a half minutes.
Are you at all interested? But like, also, that situation kind of sucks. I know it like worked out well for Joey or whatever, but like when salesmen come to your door or whatever,
he popped
like,
into
don't walk out. Into my apartment.
Yes. Yeah, man.
That okay, I'm just saying. I would have felt incredibly unsafe.
Yeah, me too.
If that happened to me.
Yeah.
Like, that would have scared me.
That's the difference between men and women sometimes, though.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like as a man, the guy comes in like that, and he's like, hey, yeah, what's up, blah, blah, blah. But, like, if that happened to me, if I'm home alone, I'm like...
Oh, no.
Oh, whoa.
You need
to
back up.
To be fair, I wouldn't even open the door.
I probably wouldn't open my door, yeah.
I've
been like, I'm home alone? No.
They would eventually... like eventually left for sure. Like, even now though, if someone, because like once in a while you get people come to your door about this, that, or the other, and yeah, if I'm home alone and I'm not expecting anybody, yeah, I'm not getting out.
Nope.
You like, can because go now away. There's also like so many scams of like people who come and say they're from the gas company or the electric company, and like, mm-hmm. It's all fake.
Yep, totally. Like, I'm just going to take a look at your meter. And you're like,
oh, it's like, no, I'm good.
Take a look at, you know, that side of the road because you're leaving. Bye.
But yeah, it's like sometimes Matt doesn't get that either, where he's like, oh, why don't you just do this? So like, not without a person with me or not without
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, we argue, not argue, but he slowly gets, like riding the train in Cleveland, like, downtown Cleveland. And I'm like, I am not taking that myself. He's like, even for, like, a sports game or whatever. I'm like, yep. Like, if I'm with someone else. I would do it
if there was, like, at least two of us. Mm-hmm. It would be nice if there were three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, or because, like, he used to work downtown, so I would meet him. And I was like, I'll meet you at the train station and we can, like, go in together. But, like, I'm not meeting you downtown by taking the train by myself. And he's like, it's during the day. I'm like, nope. Not taking the train by myself.
Wish I could. No, doesn't matter.
But, like, Cleveland's not a big train. Kind of. We don't take the rapid. Mm-mm. As much as, like,
it's New not
York
as big
or...
as it should be.
Yeah.
It should be so much. But they should have more stops and they should, like, they should expand it. But, yeah. It's definitely more. If you're taking public transportation in Cleveland, it's usually just buses.
Yeah.
But and that's anyway. I remember, this is a little bit off topic, but I remember when I was little, one time, I'm not little, but anyway, that's not important. My mom and me wanted to have a day where we took the bus down to Tower City, back when it was like a real big popular mall shopping area.
Yep.
We took the bus down there and we went to the mall and got lunch and everything and like took the bus home. And it was like a thing. It was like so fun that we decided to take the bus that day because it's just not something we would ever do. It was just like a fun little adventure.
Mm-hmm. And Tower City was the shit. Especially
so big.
Especially around the holidays.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Now it's a fucking piece of shit, unfortunately, but...
It'd be cool if they put more in there.
Yeah, that and like if it was like it was holiday time was like
right.
They would like do it up, have lights and have.
It is fun to go drive around downtown in the winter.
Oh yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it's fun to drive downtown if you aren't trying to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. We have a lot of good lights like in this public square and stuff. It's fun. People who don't know what we're talking about.
Come to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Truly, though, we got a good food scene.
We do have a good food scene.
Heck yeah.
Cleveland rocks.
Yeah, it does.
Drew Carey said it.
It must be true. Anyways, so that's Joey.
Yeah.
I kind of wish, in a way, like, looking back, like, the guy was nice, so, like, okay that he spent his money, but I kind of wish he didn't spend his money, man. Like, he's got patio furniture at home, as he said. In the middle of the day, don't spend that money.
To be fair, like, it's kind of a bad salesman to walk into that apartment and think that you're going to be able to sell.
That's true.
A set of encyclopedia that cost $1,200 to someone when they don't even have a couch.
Maybe it was that ceramic dog in the background.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I would have leveraged that. That thing has to, like, come back at some point because like it's not going away. Like it doesn't just like remain this iconic piece that never goes away.
I hope so. It has to just always there.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
The chick is fluffy.
The chick did grow up a little bit.
Speaking about last thing I say about Joe is when he's sitting there looking at the books and the duck comes out of the bathroom and quacks, he's like, no.
And the duck like turns around and walks away.
So funny.
Well, that was funny. And then when he was like, I guess you don't learn that much from book reading, and then like kicks or like pushes the book off.
Book reading.
I guess it's just things you learned from not from book reading.
Oh my gosh,
so good.
When him and Chandler and like the lawn furniture, could we be any more white trash?
With the duck in the background. It's true.
Oh man. Who else? Chandler. Who's next? Chandler.
Slash and Rachel, I suppose.
Yeah, they were pretty intertwined this time.
Good for Chandler getting his. I have to say. I mean, we all know that it wasn't going to last, obviously. But
does he? So did the robber not take their beds?
Yeah, I guess not.
No.
Because Joey was imitating the squeaks.
Right. I guess so maybe they, yeah, they didn't go into the bedrooms, the robber. He just did the living
room. Which is dumb.
It was dumb. If he took everything out of the freaking fridge.
Well, to be fair, though, half of the doors on each side were covered by that fucking TV stand.
True. He's like, I'm not screwing with this.
Right. So yeah, I guess they do have their beds still. So ridiculous.
Chandler,
I hope they get another foosball table.
I'm sure they will. I feel like that's pretty iconic for Friends.
Yeah.
He needs to listen to his friend asking him to not do something. Quit thinking with his dick.
Something happened where she shot right out. Yeah, he most definitely not thinking with dick in this episode.
Would you have helped him out? Like, before any of, like, the chaos ensued, like, when you caught him in there and he had lied to you and said that he was going to break up and didn't, would you have left him there?
Yeah.
I think I would, too.
Probably not. I probably would have helped him out. Like, but I'm having a talking to first. But then again, I'm like, is my boss going to catch me in here? But then he was like, I'm good at lying. I'll make something up. I probably would have been like, I mean, you are.
I did borrow your Walkman. That's pretty funny.
Like, all right, like, but I don't know. It would still freak me out that I was going to lose my job if this guy caught. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
1000% I would have left his ass there.
Yeah, I would have been like, bye.
Yep.
Wait, first I'm going to take a picture of you.
Yeah.
And yep. Now I'm leaving. I'm telling everyone about it.
And I'm going to be really stingy.
She's like trying to trade everything with him. And then she's like, I got it. You don't got it. I got it.
Got it.
I'll squeeze you fresh orange juice every morning with pulp. Yeah. No.
I love that. Was Chandler. Funny. Oh my God.
His delivery is always just so good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'll clean your bathroom for a month. Soon be clean. So funny.
Yeah, this was like such a classic Chandler episode with his humor and
without, like, sometimes they give him like really dumb shit to say, like, yes. Super dumb shit to say.
You could tell it's a line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this time was like you said, classic Chandler.
I fucking hate his baggy shirts. They're too baggy.
Finally he's gaining some weight, so that's helpful, but
yeah,
his clothes are absolutely too baggy.
They're always just so oversized.
Hello, sweet pants.
And his ties, I understand that is the 90s, but those like thick ass ties are not attractive.
Yeah, I with that said, like, I wonder if like people like 10, 15, 20 years from now are going to look back on us with the skinny ties, because like those are like in right now. Or
they look so sleek.
Like, I wonder if that's going to be lame.
Probably, but... Yeah.
But they do look sleek. I like the skinny ties.
Yeah. I like bow ties.
All right with it.
Yeah.
What about an ascot?
What's that?
It's like that little scarf thing.
Nice ascot.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute. For the right occasion. With the right suit. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I liked Chandler's storyline in this episode.
Yeah, it was very entertaining.
It was. Twas funny. And Rachel was actually really funny in it, too.
Yeah.
Like, they just, like, I don't know. I just think that they banter very well together.
It was kind of like, we've had a lot of, like, not heavy, but Ross and Rachel episodes. So it was cool to see Rachel, like, fully interacting with another character.
Yeah.
And Chandler. Like, her and Chandler are just, they're not together much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Like one-on-one.
Yeah.
It's always like Rachel and Monica, Rachel and Ross. And that's really it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
I like when we're reminded that they're like all friends. Like, you know it, but when you get like those unique one-on-ones.
Yeah, totally.
Kind of like Ross and Phoebe in the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of Phoebe... What'd she do this time?
Phoebe Anything? And Monica?
Yeah, she
was
a good buddy for sure. Because, like, she's all bummed out what her mom thinks or whatever. She's like, who cares what your mom thinks? And, like, I don't know. After you reach a certain age, you have to be, like, some people anyway, you have to be reminded of that, you know?
Yeah. Jinx, yummy coke.
But like, you do have to be reminded of that sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Because like, if you have a good relationship with your mom, I mean, everyone has some sort of something or whatever, but your mom, like, opinions matter. But like, not every one of her opinions is going to be correct for you.
Sometimes you need to be reminded that she needs to see you as an adult and not a kid.
Preach.
You know?
Yeah. We know. And that sometimes maybe you do know what's better for you over them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You just have to like be reminded that like you can have faith in yourself without backing from
your parents.
Your right. parents. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
But I mean, and also to side with this, Monica's mom's a bitch.
Oh my God, I know.
Although she's a little better later on in this episode.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning of Friends,
would pull a Monica. I would have looked at her and been like, fuck you.
Not only did she that's rude and like pull a Monica thing, I found it strange that Monica was so surprised that her mom would hire her. Like, if I'm doing something as my work, of course my mom is gonna have me do
right.
this or that or whatever. Like, that shouldn't be a question.
Right, that's so shitty.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, she doesn't have enough faith in her daughter to, like, I don't know.
She doesn't take it seriously.
Yeah.
I don't think. Your daughter is a New York chef.
Right?
Like, yeah, that's a big fucking deal. It's a big deal.
Yeah, she a bitch. And she says so. At the end. Which is really funny. The way she says it. A bitch.
A bitch? That's so funny. But yeah, she was called out on it and she apologized or whatever. Like, okay, cool. Thank you for that. Because that was shitty.
But you better keep being good because you've been shitty since we've met you.
Yeah, literally.
She's literally the worst.
Yeah. But yeah, Phoebe was great. Like, right away when Monica was losing or lost a nail, she's like, oh, it'll be fine. You're going to look great. I'm going to go get you another set. And then she's like, oh, wait a minute. That's not the problem. Okay.
She was so confident. She's like, okay, here's what we'll do. I'm going to go out to the store. I'm going to get you a new set and you're going to look great. And it's like, she's so pumped you up. I was like, yeah. Oh, wait, that's not the problem.
Oh, God.
Such a good friend, though.
Yeah, she really was. And then, like, she was, like, talking about how they would change the meaning of Pull a Monica. And it was just cute.
Yeah, that was such a cute mess. That was a really good message. Just, like, you know, the whole situation aside, to, like, take something negative that anyone says about you, parent or not, and change it to how you want it to be.
Yeah.
Flip it.
What it means.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. I love that. She's so cute. It was a very interesting episode today. It was not like normal.
Like literally zero Ross, except the very minimal parts when they were all sitting in the cafe together at the end.
Did he have a line?
He like laughed, I think, because of the whole Chandler joke, penis size joke.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think that's it. I don't think he said anything.
Yeah, he didn't really he didn't have much at all.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah.
Has that happened before?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I can't, like, think so yet.
Thoughts and rankings?
Sure. I'll go. Why not?
Okay.
This is just entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best Friends episode, but it's just entertaining. Zero thought, like zero having to think sitcom, turn off my brain, gonna watch TV. I don't want to really put it in the same category as like garbage TV, like,
no,
like 90 Day Fiance or whatever. I'm not putting it in that category. I'm putting it in like Schitt's Creek,
the familiar,
like Seinfeld, like
New Girl.
You put it on sitcom. Because it's,
you should
funny.
Watch New Girl.
I know, I need to. That's
you put it on because you know it so well that you could walk in and out and know where you're at, but also like be doing something else if you need to. Like, it's a comfort in the background.
Definitely. This is a comfort episode. Mm-hmm. But will I turn on this episode specifically to watch this one? No, probably not. So, I mean, I don't know. This is a hard one to like judge because I don't want to give it a lower one because it's still entertaining, but I don't want to give it too high because it's not worthy of a high ranking.
All right.
I know what you're saying.
Just average. 5.555. All the fives.
Wow.
All
right.
There we go.
Do you want to go?
Sure. This happens to me sometimes, and this is one of those moments where, like, as I'm watching it, obviously, like, I've enjoyed pretty much every episode, but, like, as I'm watching it, I'm like, I don't know, I'll probably rate it around wherever. But then, like, as we talk about it, I realize I liked it more than I thought I did while I was watching it. You know, just sharing a moment with friends, right? It's just mm-hmm. It's just fun. But I agree with what you said. Like, it was very entertaining. And I don't want to rank it too low, but I don't want to rank it too high. But I feel like it's not just like an average episode, but like it kind of is.
So that's probably like somewhere in the sixes now.
I'll do 6.111.
I agree. I give this one a little bit of a bump from what you guys were saying because of how much I really loved Chandler and Rachel's humor. So I kind of am leaning like 6.9.
Okay.
All right. Very
8.
Well.
2.
Okay.
Like, not worthy of like below average, but worthy of like a little above average, but not like too far above average, you know?
I like it.
So yeah, do you have any fun facts for us?
I have a few, actually.
Sweet.
Fun fact is Phil is finally cuddling with Aunt Chrissy.
He's so comfy.
Is this a trap?
No, you can pet his belly. He likes it.
He loves the belly scratches.
Yeah, you can get in the cheeky legs.
Uh huh.
Whatever you want.
He's got a little belly button too. It's kind of cute.
Yeah, it's really close to there, but
it's a little close to the peep.
Yeah. Oh my god.
The peep. You know, why are you talking about my belly button?
My peep.
When he was little and we would go take him outside, we were potty training and he would go pee, we'd go like, oh, good peeps.
And then like one of us would come back and be like, he peeped and pooped.
Is that marriage speak?
Yeah.
Peeps?
Peeps. Which yeah. We actually got from another couple, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were trying, I showed you that trend on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We were, like, so trying good. To write down some of ours.
Peep.
Okay, anyways, so this episode is the 76th overall episode of Friends, Season 4, Episode 3.
Woo-woo!
Air date, October 9th, 1997. Very close to what we hear now.
That's Regine's birthday.
It is. Shout out to Regine.
It's 2 days before my birthday. Yep. Shout out to me.
Yep.
It was written by Seth Kirtland and directed by Peter Boners. Boners.
Yeah, Boners! I hope someone B-O-N-E-R-Z. In this complex heard that. Boners.
Boners.
That sounds like it should be like a nightclub. Yeah. I see it in like neon lights.
Boners.
With an eggplant emoji.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. We just saw this. Ross is the only one of the gang who isn't involved in a storyline in this episode.
It's so crazy.
Yes. Let's see. I don't know. Oh, this is a good one. Monica mentions Dr. Weinberg. Mr. and Mrs. Weinberg were guests at Barry and Mindy's wedding.
Throwback.
I think I remember her saying that, like, hi Mrs. Weinberg, hi Mr. Weinberg, whatever. So yeah, this is dumb. Okay. If the edition of the New York Times that Joey was reading was the same Day's paper, then the events of this episode occurred on August 25th, 1997. The headline, Mariners Give Yanks a Familiar Send-Off, is clearly visible on the backside of the paper. However, this is inconsistent with Sophie stating that Joanna had a Christmas bonus in her list.
Mm.
And her Christmas bonus list in her office, if I can talk. So, yes.
All right.
The salesman is played by Penn Jillette, an American magician, perhaps best known for his presenting partnership with fellow magician Teller. He looks very familiar.
He did.
Yeah, he's a magician, apparently. Rachel mentions Milton Berle. He was born in New York and was a comedian and actor who was married 4 times and allegedly had a large penis. Hence Rachel's statement about boosting up Chandler's reputation. And 2 more here. This episode was used for Q is for Quiche at Nick at Night's Friends A through Z event. And also was used for V is for Volcano in that the A through Z event.
Oh, you want to talk about something else? Vivisection?
The Vaz.
Vivisectomy?
But that's pretty much it. I'm just going to triple check because I had another one up here. The moment where Chandler hits his head because he's pulled the drawer cuff to his hand is actually not scripted and happened by accident.
I love that.
I wondered.
I love that.
He looked a little shocked.
But he held it and he just went with it.
Yeah. But Jennifer Aniston is seen covering her mouth because she was trying to hold in her laughter. The producers liked the incident and decided to keep it.
That's awesome.
I like it. I too enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. When Monica is talking to her mom in the final scene, all of Monica's nails are blue and intact.
Inconsistency.
Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Rachel's boss's name is Joanna, and it's Jennifer Aniston's middle name, Joanna. Okay, now I'm really done.
I think of Sweeney Todd when I hear Joanna.
Joanna!
You know who sings that?
I feel you.
Who?
Isn't it Jamie Campbell Bauer?
Joanna, yes.
Yeah. Grindelwald. In the original Harry Potter movies.
He was also Stranger Things.
And Twilight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's Vecna.
Yeah.
I feel you, Joanna. And one day I'll steal you.
Ooh, the emotion in that part.
So, hypothesis that I have is I think that Chandler's going to discover the encyclopedia. And that could be a funny scene.
Okay. I'd like to see the V make a comeback.
Yeah. And I think that... what was I going to say? I lost it.
I just want the duck and the chicken to stay around forever.
I think that the duck and the chicken are going to stay around for a little bit. They are. I don't know why. I just have a feeling they are.
This long.
Yeah, like it's been like, are they? Okay, I'm going to say, are they the new Marcel? But I like them so much more than Marcel.
Yeah,
they're not as weird and like. That sounds really bizarre being like, yeah, this chicken, this duck living in an apartment isn't weird. But compared to a fucking monkey, it's not weird.
But the circumstance, like we saw the circumstance of why the chicken and the duck live there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They felt bad for the, like they tried to take the chick back, didn't work. So they were like, okay. And then this place killed, like if they don't find homes for these animals, they kill them. And they're like, oh, so that's where the duck came from. So like. There's a legit reason of weird, like, we saw this spiral for them.
Do you want to hear a funny story about a duck that my cousin told me?
Oh, of course.
So she lives in Independence, and she was walking around her neighborhood, and one day she saw, did you hear this story?
I don't know.
One day she saw a duck, and, like, okay, there's a duck, like, whatever, but, like, it was acting as if it was like
domesticated.
Like, it was following them. It was very friendly. Just like it felt like not a wild duck. Like, you know how you just tell.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell with a cat, like, immediately. Like, oh, you are not feral, you know?
Feral duck.
So, apparently, this duck did get out of it, like, lived in someone's garage. They had, like, a setup for these two ducks. They're, like, best friends. And the one got out that day. And it literally just, like, walked its little ass back to the house because the owner came out and was like, hey, I can't remember its name, but it was really funny.
Oh, I want to know his name.
Text Mallory.
I will.
She showed us a video, though. Like, the duck came home and the other duck was, like, happy to see it. And they just waddled together back up the driveway, like, side by side. Out of here. Ask us on the video so Chrissy can see it.
Okay, I'm asking her. Let's see if she responds quickly before the end of this episode. So anyway, like, the guy came out and they took it. They went to a house and then they were like, is this your duck? Because they, like, knew that they had ducks. And they're like, no, it's not our duck. But actually, I think that that's this guy's duck. So then they, and she was like, I didn't know this many fucking ducks lived in my neighborhood. So then they, like, walked it to the other house and the guy was like, oh my God, yeah, that is my duck. And then she's like, and then she's like, the other duck that lived there, like, came out and, like, greeted it. And then they just, like, waddled their asses to the backyard together. It was the cutest thing ever.
That sounds like a sitcom.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So anyway.
Is that your duck? Yeah, actually, it is.
Actually, that is actually, my duck.
It's not my duck, but it might be that guy's duck. I know he has ducks.
Literally what happened. Literally what happened. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I want to know his name.
I asked.
Ferdinand.
I think it was a lady.
Abigail.
Like from Aristocats.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that her name?
I feel like it was like a Marvel character or something. Like, it was a very...
Like Loki the duck.
I don't know. I don't know why. That's what I'm thinking. Anyway.
Philip.
Do you want to do socials, Kate?
Sure. Soshmeeds. You can follow us at Friends Watching Friends Pod, right? On the Instagram. That place is spoiler central if you'd like, because Meg and I don't have access to it and Chrissy does, so you can laugh at us. You're allowed. Go ahead. Poke fun. One day we'll be privy to it all. And then also we're on Facebook and we have a Facebook group, Friends Watching Friends Facebook group. And that's where, when we're good about it, we post the discussions when the episode comes out. So you can talk about what you thought about and we'll bring it up in the next episode.
That one's spoiler free.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. The Facebook group, spoiler free.
Yes, please. And thank you.
And if you feel so inclined to see lots of cats and dogs and random stuff, you can follow Meg and myself at the Petrus Family on Instagram and TikTok. How about you, Chrissy?
I'm on the Instagram at Chrissy_CampRod. Chrissy, no H.
No H.
No freaking H.
I mean, you can follow, if you follow the podcast on Instagram, you can follow me pretty well. And it's on Instagram, there's both of our Instagrams tagged at the bio, so you can just click to follow if you so decline. Or would like.
If you so decline.
If you so would like to, whatever.
If you feel so inclined.
Inclined, thank you.
Also, if you think someone else would enjoy this podcast, the best way to spread podcast cheer is by sharing.
Sharing it with your friends. Mm. Word of mouth is the number one way that podcasts grow. Mm-hmm. So
yes.
If you know someone who likes Friends, please share this episode with them. Or share episode one with them.
Totes my goats.
Please.
And if you want to write a review, we haven't gotten reviews in a long time on Apple.
As long as it's a good review. If you're going to go in there and put a 1-star, I don't know. I want that.
Yeah, we don't want any 1-star. <one-star. laughs> Pretty please.
We 1-star. So all they did was talk about ducks.
Sorry.
And yeah, people get all those reviews of people getting annoyed that I quote spoil things. Whatever.
I don't feel like you've spoiled
I don't
anything.
Feel spoiled.
And also, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
You guys can't spoil, but I can.
Fun fact, because we all know that we've seen like the clip of the pivot scene.
Yeah.
There was Meg randomly found like a behind the scenes blooper of that. And it was like, it was when the blooper is funnier than the actual scene because they were dying.
The duck's name was Zoomy.
Zoomy!
Not a Marvel character.
Zoomy!
That's the next superhero. Zoomy! Taking over for the Flash.
Dude, my next cat, Zoomy.
Zoomy. Zoomy the duck.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. You make my heart go boom, boom. My supernova girl.
Dude, now I hear zoom, zoom. I think of that library
zoom,
song.
Zoom, 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 zoom. We're going to the moon.
She gets so excited.
I know.
It's so funny. She zoom, zoom, zoom. I'm like, yeah, okay. Get it, kid.
Oh my God, I didn't even have to ask. She sent me the video. We got to go watch it.
Oh my God.
Should post it on the group.
Yes. Well, shall we get some coffee?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I need some.
Same.
Even though it's 8 o'clock at night.
Meh.
Feels like midnight.
It feels so late, doesn't it?
It feels late. I don't know why.
It's that time of year.
Yeah, it gets dark earlier.
It makes me sad that I'm looking out and it's dark already.
Oh my God, it is.
Yeah.
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Hiss.
5 o'clock and dark.
Yeah, I know. When it's like those days where it's like 4:30, I'm like, is it bedtime? You know?
What is boo hiss from? It's from something.
Your butt.
I hope her butt isn't boo hissing. Philly, what about you? Yeah, I thought so. No shame, this one. Bearing it all out.
I wish I could do that.
I'm so quiet.
Yeah.
Okay, bye. So I'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, now what I just heard, blah, 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 blah.